FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Hello and welcome to a brand new series of This Club Is My Club every Monday night on North Manchester 106.6 FM and across the world on the FC United podcast channel. I'm your host Cockers, and coming up on this week's show, we'll be bringing you all the reaction to FC United's opening league match of the season as the Reds hosted Atherton Collieries on Saturday. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week's news with a brand new crowdfunding campaign launched by the club. Called Boost the Budget, the aim is to raise £25,000, with all proceeds going towards the first team playing budget for this season. Here's FC United manager Neil Reynolds to explain more.
Just want to push the Boost the Budget crowdfunder for FC United of Manchester for the season 22-23. It's been a tough call. It's been a really tough pre-season, close season, trying to get the right recruits over the line. And with what we've noticed over the last couple of years is the monumental spend from other clubs, and you know, everyone desperate to get out of this league. And we found it really tough to attract people to the club, despite our amazing fan base, despite the wonderful facilities. People are, especially younger lads, are now being attracted to a little bit more money, you know, different places to go. But what we want to do is kind of meet our business plan targets, meet our vision, get that promotion in the next 5 years, produce a side that's competitive, it's good on the eye. Like, and you only have to look back at, you know, my career, if you will. You know, I've proven that you could do things on a low budget, even whilst I was at Bamber Bridge. You know, promotion, you know, winning a cup, coming here, second in the league, FA Cup first round, Phoenix Cup, you know, to name a few. I will continue to produce and find the right talent, but it would be nice to be able to go toe-to-toe with maybe the middle of the table league teams that are kind of splashing the cash. It would be nice to be competitive around, especially the Manchester area, and getting people to FC United Manchester. So what I guess I'm asking is that, you know, if we all collectively want to see this, you know, football club improve over the next couple of years, get that promotion that we desperately seek, then we're going to need to generate a little bit more money. And I'm asking, you know, some of the prizes that we've put on offer for, what you know, for example, travelling on the team coach, coming into the team talk before the game and the half time to see what goes on behind the scenes, raffling off the Phoenix shirts, whatever it may be. You know, if you're interested in continuing to push this club forward, then what I'm asking you for is to dip in again into the pockets and see, you know, whether or not we can hit our target. Our target being 25k. I'd love to surpass the 25k. You know, nothing would give me more pleasure than to get a budget that's competitive at this level of football. But I am aware that, you know, especially on the back of the COVID, the pandemic, you know, people difficulty, you know, after looking at the news with the kind of the gas and electric prices rising. I know the times are tough, but, you know, we all collectively agreed the vision linked to the business plan, and we want this. So if you can, you know, help us produce that team we want on the pitch. You've got my guarantee that I'll coach them to, you know, the best level, and my backroom staff will do everything they can do. But we do need everyone's support now. So like it did with the drain, no gain, you know, we're hopefully doing it again. And, you know, let's go and be competitive this season and do well.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there. And you can find out more about the Boost the Budget crowdfunding campaign by visiting the club website, www.fc-utd.co.uk. In other news, and at the weekend, fullback Adam Dodd returned to Broadhurst Park. And on Saturday, Tim caught up with Adam shortly before kickoff to hear about how his road to recovery is going.
Delighted to see you back. What do I say? How are you?
Good, just emotional to see everyone, all the fans. Like I said before the game, the love and support I've received from them, I can't thank everyone enough involved with the club.
Yeah, and how's your recovery going? Because obviously you had the cardiac arrest, then you came out of hospital, then you caught pneumonia, which was, for you, nearly as bad as a cardiac arrest in terms of sort of like risk to your health.
Yeah, pneumonia was tough. Took a tough toll on the body, but no, recovery's going well. It was kind of just another setback, you know, like you get setbacks in life and football. But now going well, it's just taking it easy at home and kind of holding myself back at the minute, giving myself just the best chance of recovery. I'm not too far off, I'm just taking it easy.
Obviously we did the crowdfunder, you know, you've got enough going on without having to worry about money. Hopefully that this will give you sort of like the time and space to just think about just getting better.
Yeah, of course, it takes that worry away, you know, from paying a mortgage and stuff, and that's what I mean. I can't thank everyone enough for the support they've given me, the lads, the gaffer, the staff. Like I said, I don't see them as fans anymore, I see them as family, so can't thank them enough.
Yeah, and in terms of talking about the procedure you had posted, basically you've now got sort of like effectively a defib fitted inside you now, haven't you?
Yeah, so I've got an SICD, so I feel safer than I ever was, but now I'm I'm just looking forward to getting back out there. It's not going to stop me. You know, I don't fear it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, great inspiration seeing Christian Eriksen, obviously, signed for United. He's out there doing the business on the pitch. Had pretty much the same thing. Double talking positive, and your next appearance will be your 100th.
Yeah, it's always encouraging seeing other players do it. And my doctor is actually Wigan's club doctor, and it happened to a lad called Charlie Wyke. And he's back out there playing now, so it's always encouraging to see.
Well, fantastic. Well, number one, delighted to see you back this side of the white line. Next step, that side of the white line.
Cheers, Tim. Thank you.
FC United fullback Adam Dodd there. And finally for this week's news, on Saturday afternoon, FC welcomed Atherton Collieries to Broadhurst Park. To set the scene now before kick-off, let's hand over to FC Live in North Manchester.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecody.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and you join us in the sunshine, and it really is sunny in North Manchester, back at Broadhurst Park. Glorious setting. The pitch looks fantastic. And also looking fantastic, it's Woodzo. Hello, Woodzo.
Hello, Benzo.
So, we've done most of pre-season. In fact, you've done all of them, including the Jersey
so
trip.
You, apart from Jersey.
Apart from Jersey. Yeah. Here we are.
Here we are. Well, I was just talking to one of the Coles. Colty Staff is an old school friend of mine. I've known him for 30-odd years. He was just saying that their side is very much similar to last year in pre-season. They've not scored many, but they've not conceded many.
Well, that was the thing about Atherton Coles, wasn't it? About their defence was really good. Going forward, not so much. But they have signed Scott Bacow, which is a bit could be a bit of a masterstroke.
That's interesting.
That.
Yeah, it's a good signing for them, definitely. But it doesn't seem to have worked for them pre-season. We're at home, the sun's out, it's nice and warm, hopefully a good crowd. It's set up for us to win. But we've had, but let's be honest. In the past 10 years, we've probably said that every first day of the season.
It's a killer
it's never
start,
happened.
That isn't it?
Absolutely.
It really is.
Yeah, it's bad.
And it's not Neil's fault. It predates Neil. 2012. And I was just speaking to Statle Paul as well. We've never won an opening home game ever.
Ever. No.
So it's quite remarkable, isn't it? I mean, we're notorious slow starters, but that's taking it to a whole new level.
Didn't we lose against Paddy in the first season? I missed that game.
Yeah, opening home game.
Opening as in the first game. Yeah, right.
Let me rephrase that.
Opening. The first game of the season. Yes. Right. Okay. I didn't realize it was quite as bad. I knew the 2012 thing, something we need to get rid of. And the thing is, it'll set us on a good path because, as we heard last Sunday, Neil's target is ideally 7 out of 9.
Yeah.
If you're starting at 0 out of 3 day one, you're struggling straight away then. Because, you can't get your 7 then, you can only get 6.
Yeah.
So we've got to get at least a point. I don't think a point would be enough. And Coles are not going to be easy. We know that it's going to be difficult to score against them.
When you look at last season's league table, the way it finished, you'd think Atherton Coles had a bad season. But all the season, most of it, they were mid-table cruising,
and a right
pain for everyone above them in the league table, towards the end, they're just time to go to the beach, wasn't it? Really,
I just said to him there. You know, I mean, their good advantage that they've got over the clubs is that you know, no one likes to go to Alder House. Let's be honest. You know, it's a sloping pitch. It's not a bowling green of a pitch. You know, everybody's stood close to the pitch. It's your typical non-league ground. They've got that in, and you know, their home form again this season will probably be vital for them, won't it? Yeah. Because maybe they're not going to score many goals away from home, but they've got to fill the bit. I mean, they beat us at their place, you know, so they're obviously capable of getting some really good results. You know, I saw them a couple of years ago before we played Barrow, when we played Barrow, they got a draw, if I remember, and went then took Barrow to a replay up there, and obviously they got pace in the replay. So,
I mean, Brad Cook's a cracking manager.
Yeah, absolutely.
And his team talk does itself today. You know, underdogs, we're here, it's Hollywood. You know, who do they think they are? It kind of, it's easier.
He was a slither all last Sunday, so he saw us play there. I don't know if we've seen Coles. I assume we saw him in one of the pre-season games, I would wager. One advantage we have got, though, this may sound daft, is the weather. Because we played in these temperatures in Jersey for 2 days.
Yes, we're acclimatised, that
so, one. You know, we've done our altitude training and used to that, you know, like in Mexico City and whatnot. It's going to be tough, we know that. We've got to start with 3 points, I think. I mean, let's drop it down a slight notch. We've got to come up with a point. That's not defeatist. That's just saying worst case scenarios. We've got to get a point. Really, we need 3. Belper Tuesday night. We've not played Belper for a few years. You know, they've just come back into this league, so they're a bit of an unknown quantity. And then then you're into Whitby. And like Neil said last, you know, I agree with him what he said to us last Sunday that we don't know what they're going to be like this year because obviously they've lost their main striker. I'm assuming they'll have replaced him. But it's difficult to replace someone who scored as many goals as Jacob Hazel, as we've seen when we try and replace Tundin. It's not easy. So let's start positive. Let's get on to it. 3 points today, and then we're on to Tuesday night, and we could probably get away with a draw on Tuesday, and we're on target.
Well, Woodsell, big thank you for joining us. And just to reiterate one last time before we hand over to the FC Live team, the pitch is it's love, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
I mean, it's amazing.
We can't play football on this, then we need to fold the club and become a bowling club.
Well, the pitch is suitable for that.
Absolutely.
As well. Well, thank you, Woodsell, and catch up soon.
Meet you later.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. Glorious sunshine today for the opening league match of the season against Atherton Colls. Just before we get to on the pitch, it is sweltering, though. I mean, how much of a problem is the heat today, do you feel?
No, we've already done our altitude training in Jersey, Ben. You know, that was really hot when we played back-to-back games overnight. So I think we're used to the heat. You know, we've had a great summer. Everyone always wants a good summer. So, you know, if you're a footballer, you want to kick off in the sunshine, because there'll be many days that we're all sat here freezing with our gloves and our hats on. So, no, it's good. You know, I'm sure the referee will be sensible and have water breaks, key water breaks. But for us, you know, I'm a big fan of water breaks, to be honest. I think it takes a momentum away from the game. But for us, we're well prepared and we're ready to take on a completely different Atherton side.
Speaking of well prepared, let's talk about the pitch as well. I mean, it looks absolutely amazing. I mean, I thought it looked good at the start of pre-season, but it really has gone up a notch or two for this game.
So I want to thank Jimmy, you know, for everything he did with the pitch. And for fans to know, he's the first person to praise the ground staff. Did his best in it, and he did well, you know, only to get two games called off. But when the Salford ground staff team came available, Andy O'Sullivan and his two sons, and they came and looked at it, I would never believe that in what 6 weeks they've turned this pitch around into something I have never seen. Premier League standard. They know what they're doing. You know, they know when to feed it, when to water it, when to roll it, when to mow it, when to cut it, when to leave it long. You know, there's a difference between cutting grass and a difference between understanding soil science. And these guys are, you know, very meticulous. So for us, passing football side, we're looking forward to playing on it.
Now, let's talk about this match then today. We've been building towards this for the past couple of months or so. Atherton Colls, one of the best defences in the league last year. Not great going forward, though, and scoring goals. But we saw in that game in April, they're tough opponents.
You know, Brad will religiously set about a 3-5-2. He'll make it difficult for us. At times it might even fall into a 5-4-1. And, you know, I'm sure they don't want to come here and get beat, but they're not going to sit in. You know, bringing in players like Scott Bacow over pre-season, you know, the intentions are good. You know, spoke to Brad, he's really confident. And I don't think this is an Atherton side where people can say, you need to get 6 points off him if you're going to be, you know, winning the league. I think everybody now has really stepped up their approach. I think in terms of recruitment and what, you know, in sports science, what they do behind the scenes. You know, I've been impressed. They've lost once in pre-season, Ben. You know, so this is by no means a given. I'm sure they'll have, you know, players injured or suspended like we have today. Two good teams going to at 3 o'clock and on the day that we couldn't wait for, and that's the start of football season.
Now, I do have to bring this stat up. You know what the stat is? It's a stat that's been going long before you turned up to be manager, Neil, so I don't think you should take it personally. But we haven't won an opening league match since 2012.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I've never heard that. I haven't been reminded that.
There you go.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, what a start. What a wonderful start. And, you know, I've obviously played my part in that, losing at Warrington last year, I think, during at Nantwich, you know, a couple of years before that. So it is a hoodoo. You know, it's something that we all want to get off our back. But, you know, it's not just going to be the players that make that happen. We're going to need the 12th man. We're going to need the fans today. You know, even at times when it gets a little bit tetchy, you know, a little bit reserved in a game, we're going to need the fans to stick with us. But I've got full confidence that we can break that hoodoo today. You know, we're going to have to be at our best. We're going to have to work hard. We're going to have to move the ball early and play around a determined Atherton side. But when the fixtures came out, you know, I looked at the first three games and all three of them are tough, you know, with Atherton, Belper and Whitby, you know, all unknown quantities and all strengthened in different ways. So, you know, I'd like to think that, I've already said this, if we can get 7 from 9 in our first three games, we'll be really happy. If we don't, then obviously we'll have to go back to the drawing board. But, you know, it's a home game, the sunshine, the pitch is beautiful, the preparation's been key. And just to add to our pre-match preparation, Ben, as we stand here now, I'm looking down in the technical area, because Adam Dodd, who's back today,
brilliant,
you know, just to come out, he's going to be meeting by the fans. So, you know, if that isn't an incentive for these lads to say that they can't run in the heat when, you know, somebody, 8 weeks ago was 16 minutes dead, and, you know, now he walks out of Broadhurst Park today, then, that, you know, for me, that's the incentive that all we need, and there's no excuses today for me.
That's incredible, isn't it, really? Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us, and all the best today. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here, as I've already mentioned, in the sunshine of North Manchester, but sweltering heat. And adding to this heat this afternoon is Mr. Cool himself. It's a big welcome back to Swampy. Hello.
Good afternoon, Ben. Good afternoon, listener. I hope you're all well. And yes, indeed, it is a rather warm afternoon, more akin to Caribbean cricket, I suppose, than football. But those are the situations we're in nowadays. It's you know, I think we can see a bit more of this going forward. I think we can have a, I think it's going to be a rather warm August for the football, but they're going to have plenty of drink breaks. I think throughout, the referee has to make sure that everybody is rehydrated. And apart from the intense heat, which is about 33 degrees, and in the football ground, the heat's, there's actually more heat in here because obviously you've got all the surrounding stanchions and so on and so forth. So it's probably about 35, 36 on the pitch.
Well, the players are warming up earlier, and I walk around the side to put the camera up, and pitch side, it is so warm.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, really uncomfortable. And I was just walking.
Well, you've never run.
I've never run.
No.
There's going to be multiple drinks break this afternoon, you'd imagine.
I would have thought so. And hopefully multiple goals is exactly what we want. I mean, obviously, just everyone listening to Neil's words there, and the stats speak for themselves. A club that hasn't won away or at home
at all
on the opening game of the season. But I'm trying to think, have we actually ever won on the opening game of the season?
Yes, in 2012 against Crampton.
Apart from that, at home.
No.
We've never won a home... I don't think we've ever won a home game, ever.
We've never won an opening home game in the league season, ever.
I mean, the fact that we actually didn't have a home for so many years, can we discount it then as basically, you know, today's the day where we end up...
Well, what do we always say, Swampy? Stats are there to be broken. And liveteamstats.com, the place to go for all your stats needs this afternoon. Paul, just while I've got you here, your thoughts on today... Stat-wise, what should we be looking out for?
Well, I think the first three games of the season are very interesting ones because we've got the first game today, we can make history by winning at home for the first time in an opening game.
Yeah.
The second game at Belper, Belper took points off us when we played them in the only season we ever faced them, so we've got to get maximum points off Belper this season, I think. And Whitby, they took maximum points off us, so next Saturday... We need to write that wrong as well.
Well, Neil's targeted 7 points. So you'd imagine, he's not been specific, but you'd imagine...
A draw at Whitby, I think he's looking at.
And he's looking for a win here today. But it's tough. Afferty Coles, one of the best defences last year.
Yeah.
Not the best going forward, but they have signed Scott Bacour. So that's...
Only Basford scored fewer goals last season. So they're very much geared up for tight games, Atherton, I feel. And we've got to try and break that. Although we did beat them in April here. So that's a positive.
And it was a hell of a game, wasn't it?
It was. Askew scored his first ever goal,
yeah,
I think.
And Linney sealing the deal with a bit of a goalkeeper mishap at the back, if memory serves.
Yeah.
What about any other players we should be watching for? Obviously, I think Danny Lafferty and Jack Lennon, Gaz Pete, these are all names we know.
They brought Adam Rooney in, who's a rather compromising defender. So I expect he's going to be putting in a lot of hard challenges. Fitzmartin is one of those pacey players. I think he was at Staley Bridge and scored against us a season or two ago. Other than that, we've still got Jack Lennon, of course, an old boy running the midfield. So, yeah, it's going to be a very hard-working afternoon, and it's on a hot day like this, I think the water breaks are going to be like tactical breaks as well.
Talking about the starting 11 for FC United this afternoon, let's do team news. We've not done that in a while. Swampy, you're back. Let's do team news. So, Neil...
Does it get old, that? I don't think it does.
It get old. Now, James is here as well, so we could discuss some of these players that we've seen in pre-season. But Neil's been a bit hampered by issues of player availability and all that. On the substitutes bench, James Vincent is on the bench, but we don't think he's 100% fit. Last week against Clitheroe, we saw Luke Griffiths being forced into the game earlier than Neil would have liked. He actually played most of the match, played really, really well, but he's not 100% fit either. Guy Hall has just come back off holiday, so really we think on the bench Harry McGee and Chris Taylor, and we should say Chris Taylor's had a very good pre-season, so we don't necessarily think that's necessarily a bad thing, but we don't think that bench is as strong as it could have been today.
And I think he's been very pleased with Chris Taylor. I mean, Chris Taylor's kind of become a sort of dark horse, really, as a, you know, he said that he would even consider starting him, you know. And when you look at the, if FC ever get, we're 100% fit midfield, you've got Jonathan Smith in the mix as well. It's very, very competitive.
Well, Smith returned from holiday today and came straight here, but obviously he's not been featuring at all in pre-season, so he did a little warm-up and stuff. But
obviously Clive Smith wanting to play against his old team, the other Smith, but he's suspended for the first three league games of the season. So Jan Palinkas goes in at right back. We've seen him play really well against Macclesfield and against Clitheroe, so he's all set up there for right back today. Josh Askew, who scored his debut goal. Andy Halls and Curtis Jones are the centre back partners. Curtis Jones had a cracking pre season as well. So that's the back line. But central midfield is Tom Murray and possibly Charlie Ennis and Michael Donoghue, I'm imagining. Max McCarthy up front on his own, Regan Linney and Jack Addington in support.
Ennis now on the ball, just over the halfway line. Nice 1-2 there between Linney and FC United Manchester's Donoghue. Donoghue rolls the ball over his foot, plays it inside to Ennis again. FC could do with opening up the play here if they can. It's a little bit tight for them, but Donoghue there, has he underdone it or overdone it? Well, it's an opportunity for the goal. Well, there was a little bit of a mistake from the defenders there. For all intents and purposes, there was some good intricate work. FC looked like they should have brought the ball onto the left-hand side, but they carried it with a 1-2. It bobbled awkwardly. Donoghue continued his movement. Goalkeeper came out, slight mistake between him and the defender, ball comes across and he won't score an easier goal, James.
Donoghue deserves a lot of credit there, because I thought really the defender and the goalkeeper should have dealt with that, but Donoghue just kept in there, got a foot in there, got the pass across, and McCarthy slides it in.
Back to the halfway line with Lafferty, spins the ball out far left, nice 1-2 there, Pete on the ball, left footed, looking for some support, gets a support. Can't get past FC at the moment. On the edge of the penalty area, though, this is a good work opportunity. Oh, and a great goal, you've got to say. Aaron Smith there. It was good football. Four or five different passes there. They worked hard. They stayed with control there. The ball on the edge of the area, and a cracking shot, and it beat FC United's Dan Labakan. He went down to his right-hand side, hit the inside of the post.
So here comes the free kick from the left-hand side for Adams. It's a good-looking delivery, but well defended. And it was Palinkas doing the needful there for FC. Ball comes out. And Atherton, well, bringing this back. Left-footed shot. Labakan saves. Great work from Jay Fitzmartin there. Beat one, beat two. Nice left-footed shot. Not enough power, not enough placement, but a decent save from Labakan. Palinkas' throw. Donoghue back to Palinkas now. Palinkas. Donoghue on that right flank. Plays it infield. Great work there. 1-2. Donoghue now towards the byline. Checks. Plays it back now. Atherton left-footed. It's just one, not a bad effort. Fitzmartin crosses the ball. It's a good-looking cross. It's nodded in. And Atherton Collieries take the lead. And I think that's Adam Rooney. It was a lovely cross. FC will be furious that they didn't defend it well. But he hung in the air, did Adam Rooney, and just let it glance off his head. It was a good finish. And FC with work to do now, trailing 2-1. 35 minutes to go. Oh, and now Cassani's through. Chance for 3-1. Wide. Well, ball bobbled awkwardly off Jones there, and Cassani one-on-one with a keeper and space. He should have buried that, really. And FC with a let-off. Could that be telling? Great work from Regan Linney. Other end of the field now. Towards the 18-yard line. Linney overhits the ball there, but he's battling still. Linney still has it. Shoots. Can't get the power. Well, just a taste of what FC could threaten there. Score remains 2-1 Collieries.
Well, from one end to the other, you're right. It was a little bit fortunate, perhaps. There was an offside in there, but the referee let play continue, and it should have been 3-1.
We played, well, is he going to give a time for this free kick to be taken? Everybody up.
Well, you might as well. That's goalkeeper up as well.
Lavacom is going up. Everyone, apart from Ennis, taking the free kick in the Atherton half. Last roll of the dice.
Ennis in the penalty area it goes. Who's on the end of it? Yeah, it's got to be a goal kick, I think, is it? No, good defending there. That is the end of it. The referee blows his whistles, and Atherton, well, you'd say a hard fought win. Two teams lacking real great quality, but a team a bit more resolute, a little bit more about them. Two good goals from them. Questions to be answered already in the early parts of the season from FC United Manchester, but as I say, we continue the hoodoo, so we have to wait till next season to see if we can win a game.
It's good credit to Atherton, but lots of questions really for Neil Reynolds.
Indeed, there's I think we know it wouldn't have been his necessary starting 11, but at the beginning of the season, with people being away and so on and so forth, you build a squad. You're going to make sure that the players that come into the squad have the qualities that you expect. And today, a few players, question marks, but I'm sure, you know, it's first game of the season. Don't get carried away. It's only a game of football at the end of the day, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Well, it's just, it's done. And but it's just, I think that if you were sort of highlighting, you would say a lack of cohesion from FC players making the right pass. You would certainly say some crossing that's too close to the keeper, and sometimes that should have been attacked more. Yeah. Strikers, and some lack of, I think, some jitteriness, particularly at the back, with some very careless surrendering of possession.
I think what Neil will say when he comes out is that's not how we set up. That's not how I told him to play. That's not the FC way. A few of these players got to look at themselves, even the early start part of the season. We had a game plan. We've changed it around a little bit, but, you know, it's just not quite good enough. Mm-hmm. And it was a long way good enough. But, you know, that's football. You can't win every game. I mean, you want to start the season off with a positive, but...
There is a question mark there. We weren't very... Considering, you know, Africa Coles weren't really offering much going forward towards the end of that game, we didn't really offer much.
Absolutely.
The other way.
I think one of the things that will unravel, I suppose, over the next... Regan Linney led the line last season and scored a lot of goals. And it'll be interesting to see how it works now, with Linney obviously playing more wide role, and McCarthy's in the centre. To some extent, has got to pick up the baton of scoring goals and hope the goals come from elsewhere, as they did to some extent. But that's that, because that did kind of work, Linney being up front. And today, early goal from McCarthy. We'll see as the games go by whether or not this the new setup with Linney not leading the line is going to work as effectively.
I'm a traditionalist in a certain way. I like wide players. I like people going up and down the wing. I like having one or two up front that you can put the ball into and you can score goals. We never used the width today. We were outdone the first half with Gareth Peat always attacking from a left back position. We never got onto that at all. That's what I want to see my left backs doing. Our left backs bombing up all the time, working alongside with Cassini, which they're working well together. That's what you want.
But there was something else. The amount of time, you know, Guy Hulse comes on in the second half, he gets the ball from McGee. He's got nothing out left. If I was McGee, I'd be thinking, right, I'm gonna do that overlap. But he never did. And that was the problem. We were always square or back. We were never forward or passing the ball.
It's probably a good job that in the last 15 minutes that James wasn't necessarily doing the commentating, because he would have said these words, and I guarantee you now it would have been Guy Hall's checks. Guy Hall, checks. Guy Hall, checks. Because that's what he got the ball and he checked inside.
But is that his fault? Or
Well, listen, you take onus upon yourself on the pitch. You've got loads of room. Get out wide.
But
keep going down.
Where's the movement from midfield? Where's the overlap? Your fullback gets the ball. Where's the overlap?
Well, there was none. There was none all game.
Two shots on target in the whole game.
Is that including the goal?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think personally that you've got to goalkeepers have, for me nowadays, such an easy job in so many ways, because you don't get shots. You're not being made to make loads of saves during the game. It's just they're there for corners. They're there for, you know, dangerous situations, but two shots in the entire 90 minutes. I mean, how many shots were off target?
Three. So it's five attempts in the whole game.
I mean, that is, regardless of what level of football you're playing at and who you're watching, that's just not good enough. There's no entertainment in that.
And how much credit will you give to Atherton for getting in the way? Because they did some very good last-ditch blocks. They were well positioned at times.
Amado was man of the match, wasn't he? Because he was just cool. But I'd argue how much of that was to do with the fact
he wasn't under a lot of pressure. Yeah.
He worked well. He did. You can give a player a man of the match that did everything he needed to do in a game, and that's what he did. He was asked to do. He did it, and he did it very easily. He wasn't put under pressure. But when he was, you know, in the first half, he did well. He jockeyed his man. He put the ball out for a corner. Yeah, and that's what you want. Our defenders, I think, were suffering from a little bit of confidence. What you would normally see in the likes of Lavercombe and Curtis especially is a good understanding and link-up, but there was none there for quite a few incidents within the game. And, you know, we are where we are.
Is that to do with, you know, Cassani and Bakor, because they've not really shown that wobbliness in pre-season. But that was like that was going back to what we saw against Hyde United towards the end of last season. Yeah, yeah. It was I think so out of character.
So, but you know, FC have not been the strongest team at bedding in quickly, have they? Let me find. This seems to be another example of it.
20 minutes to go. I think we ran out of ideas.
Yeah.
But we have to say, we have won the league in the past after not winning the opening game of the season. So
that is true.
And we have got to a few playoffs without winning the first game of the season. So
I think Woodrow made a point earlier on which was interesting. He said that, you know, if we were playing against, for want of a better word, a better team like South Shields, it would have been about 4-0. But again, you can never make an analogy against if you're playing against one, because if you were playing against South Shields, we'd probably be playing a lot better.
Well, how many times have we played against the footballing side?
That's the point I'm making. So you can never compare against another team, because we've always played well. And
that's not changed, has it, James? We've seen it today. Afferty Coles came here and they won.
The thing is that Neil Reynolds said several times last season, we're doing it on the big against the big teams, and we're dropping points against sides from mid-table or even lower than that.
There's no need to press the panic button just yet, is there?
Yeah, sack them all. Get rid of them all. And it starts here on the radio.
But we have been here before many times.
Yeah, of course we have. I mean, we've been here every season for the last 12 of the opening game of the season.
We've never won a home game that starts the season.
Ever.
And we've not won the opening match of the season.
For 10 years. Yes. 2012 against Grantham away, yes. So, as I said, yeah, so we're quite used to it. So, let's not... I think, personally, Aaron Morris is a big loss. I think he is a big miss. And anyone that comes in is going to, you know, fill... what I believe is very big shoes.
We do have to say, though, this probably wasn't the starting 11 Neil would have picked.
No. Well, that's...
And we saw, you know, Griffiths comes on. Griffiths, I think, was... with Donoghue, our best player, and he's not fully fit.
No, I mean... Listen, for me, I would have... And I would love to just watch a Luke Griffiths deep, holding role, just spraying balls, left, right. I said, look, Luke, just run the game from midfield. You don't even have to get forward. We've got the guys up there. You just put the balls in for them. And occasionally, when you want to move forward, feel free to do so. Because I think there's a bit of quality. Certainly, I mean, actually, there's more than a bit of quality in Tom Murray. He can be the battling, you know, terrier in the middle of the park. So, you know, there's some good players there. Average performance, poor from others.
Static balls.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
That was what it was.
You've got to pass and move. You've got to get into the channels. For me, you've got to use the width of the pitch. And, you know, we didn't do that today. We will do that against Belper, let's hope so. If we don't, we'll get beat again. But, you know. Well, here with Neil. Thanks, Neil, for coming and joining us so quickly. Your thoughts of today's performance? And
Rubbish, 1p. And I don't know. That's not just on the pitch. That's before the game. It's everything. It's finding out that I've got players unavailable 10 minutes prior to kick-off. It's the way some lads have applied themselves on the pitch. It's the way we've moved the ball. It's the way we've been out-muscled. It's the way Cassani battered us. Top end, Jack Lenehan, out-muscled our midfield. Centre-halves, got the better of our front men. Rubbish.
It's interesting because I thought you'd come up and say, not necessarily strongly as that, but I thought you would come up and say, we had a plan, they never stuck to it. The way they played, it's not the way we wanted them to play this afternoon. Those in the middle of the park weren't moving the ball forward. Everything was lacklustre. No shots, no communication from defenders with Lavican, which you know that they've always... I mean, they've had that understanding. And overall, a very average performance. But is there anything you can... In a game like this, I mean, it's the first game of the season, so that's all because... You take anything out of it at all?
No. In fact, Adam Dodd came today. That was great. If Adam Dodd can, you know, die 10 weeks ago and then come and stand here today and show that willingness, then you expect lads to be able to run around. Listen, it's on me. I'll tell you that now. And I've just highlighted three or four people who have been here for three or four years now who were talking a good game, who have done really well in pre-season. You come across that white line from the, 1,700 fans today, not good enough. And I can't board the coach to Belper with the 16 that were on show today. Yes, we didn't have Clive Smith. Yes, we didn't have Jonathan Smith. Yes, we didn't have Mieko. Yes, we didn't have Woolerton. Yes, we didn't have DeCosta. But we had a good enough side to win the game. And that's no disrespect to Atherton. We didn't stick to the game, but we did for 20 minutes. Thought we were all right. And then we just went. You know, and despite what we said at half-time, that as a manager, I'll stand here and I'll take it. That's not the way we play. I've got lads in there that want to do their own things. And that's fine now. That's fine. We'll shake hands. That's absolutely fine. Go and do your own things. Don't do it here. Don't do it here.
So are we generally saying after one game there are players that we won't see again in
football? It's not one game. It's City-Liverpool in pre-season. It's spells in Clitheroe. It's spells against Macclesfield. It's spells against Longridge. It's spells against Forward. And, yeah, listen, there's new lads and it's going to take time to step up to the pitch. And, you know, I didn't want to start Jack Anderson today. He's not ready yet. But, you know, an admin error, we're forced to. I didn't particularly want to start a centre midfield pairing today, but due to an injury before we get, we had to do. But I did want to start the back four, who showed an absolute ineptness to get anywhere near and didn't want to get out of full-back areas. I did want to start Ennis. I did want to see Linney and McCarthy. So I can't say I didn't want to start them. I did want to start Donoghue. But they just didn't do the right things. And they're not bad players. You know, sometimes you're going to be a lucky guy. We weren't unlucky today. We didn't, you know, our final delivery wasn't there, or shots, nothing was there.
I mean, you know, you're the manager. You're here. It's first game of the season. Everyone's got expectations, yourself included, the players themselves. You know, Adam Dodd's been here again. You know, big crowd. Why haven't they got up for it then? What can you put your finger on it? Can you sort of like pinpoint certain aspects that is the reason why that was an inept performance?
Holidays 2 weeks before a season starts, 3-4 of them in that bracket. Nutrition away from the football pitch. The way you look after yourself on a Friday night, whether or not you live it and breathe it. And I'll find out. It might take me a couple of days to find out, but I know that there were people on that pitch there that have not looked after themselves, and we had a really good week in training. I want lads out there who can't run, physically cannot run. I'm looking at Chris Taylor, 35, running up and down the pitch now. He came into the dressing room there and said, "Don't start talking, lads. Don't give it dugout shouts. You know what people want you to hear. That's not. It's nowhere near good enough. But it's on me. You know, before anybody starts shouting on the message board, my team. I put him out there. Yes, we're 5 or 6 out, but now we've got to look at it and go, well, it's not right. It can't be right. It can't be right. If you got beat against Atherton at home, it can't be right." Jones and Halls, great centre-half pairing. Is it right? Thought it was, not sure. Palinka's at right-back, more of a centre-half, but Clive Smith's out. Is it right? Probably not. Josh Askew at left-back. Is it right? Probably not. And you go right throughout the side, and what you want is people to step up now. And listen, it's easy. If I just said to them, the easiest thing for them now is to get a shower and go up there and get themselves a drink, you know, and, oh, it's okay. And I'm the one who will get the bullets, the pills. But we've worked really hard. I haven't missed a session all pre-season. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. I'm not 100% attendance. There's 3 of us that have done it. But you get into this level of football, and people think we're going to accept it playing here and being able to just do what you want. There's lads on contract in there. We didn't have contract 3 years ago. We've got now a couple of people on contract. I will not be reluctant to bang them on transfer list if that's what they're going to offer.
Right.
I'm not saying they become a bad player overnight.
No.
But that...
But what you're saying, this seems to me be a culmination of maybe, as you said, 3 or 4 or 5 games pre-season, attitudes, mindsets. I'm sure you would agree that Scott Bakker and the likes
Cassana.
Of Cassana did a good job. They worked hard without having to do anything really difficult, but they worked hard. And it seemed we were nervous because they're both experienced players. And even though our experienced players seem to like freeze a little bit against them.
Yeah, I don't recall us making a tackle, making a heavy challenge. I don't remember communication. I've got 10 minutes ago, I've got Max McCarthy playing at right back and no one's telling me from the bench. And listen, I get the world's change. I guess people communicate through social media and they find it hard to talk at times, but you've got to pass information on. So, and listen, it's in all worlds, it's the manager that goes before the players.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah, that happens. Well, the players have got to go before the manager because some of them aren't ready and not fit to pull the shirt on, and that's, is it one game? Not sure. No, I think for me, attitude sprung out when people started texting me a couple of weeks ago. I'm on holiday. I'm here. Yeah, I'm going to a wedding. I can't make it on a Sunday, and that's it.
I suppose in a certain way. I mean, there's two. I'll ask one question. Well, two questions. In a certain way, you now very early on the season know the attitude and mindset of certain players, so you can deal with that, and you can move the club forward.
Yeah.
And secondly, we had 2 shots on target. One went in. One was saved, and we had a total of 5 shots. That's got to improve, hasn't it?
I mean, of course it has. We're playing a front 2 today. You wouldn't have known it, though.
No.
You wouldn't have known it. You know, and I've stood up here and I've protected players and I'll continue to do that. But you can't kid a kid. There's 1,700 people on here today know that the front 2 haven't worked. They know that the wide men haven't worked. They know that midfield hasn't worked. It's not about ability. So Sean gets Doncaster, a similar team, that we can go toe-to-toe. That's just the mental attitude and mental block. But, you know, people go, oh, is it me? Is it me personally? Is it my messages? if it is, it is. I don't think it is, because you've seen over pre-season and you've seen last season, you know, we could do it. I think the ingredients now is not right. But, you know, I remember starting, I'll tell you what I just said, so I'm word for word, was we started like this 3 years ago. We got beat three games and then we waited for Tundi to arrive. We're not going to wait for Tundi to arrive now or our Tundi to arrive. We've got to address it now. But there's no point people giving up the time on a Tuesday night now to come all the way to Belper. You know, Jonathan Smith couldn't make it. You know, he was here, he did a bit of running, he landed back this morning, but he's been on holiday for the last 2 weeks. His first 2 week holiday since becoming a professional footballer in 20 years, he's now a teacher. He wouldn't have capitulated like that. Vincent wouldn't have capitulated like that. Woolerton wouldn't have done. Clive Smith wouldn't have done. And that's what we brought to the club. We can't get him out yet, but we will do.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
will do. And with that, people will come out.
And with that in mind, obviously, Belper on Tuesday, as you say, are any of those players that aren't quite ready today? I mean, I don't think Lee Griffiths was right today, but again, no, he came on and he still showed the quality he possesses, but in a team around him that I thought were very, very average.
Smith will be back. We're hoping Vincent will be back. That'll be a new-look midfield. We're hoping Mieko's paperwork's done, so that'll be good. Got Clive Smith another two games out. But I think before now and then, you know, I'm on the lookout for key positions now. And, you know, the left-hand side or left-backs are, you know, the problem positions is Doddy went. You know, poor Jan Pullinkas isn't a right-back, but he's done all right. But, you know, we've signed Clive to go in there. And then we found out last week that he's banned for three games. So there are little things.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, not nothing to panic about. Obviously, that's, what, 11th year now without winning a home game, which is shocking. And it's on me. And the first people that will point is at me, and rightly so, and I'm all for that. And now it's up to the manager to sort it out. But the same 16 won't be boarding the plane. Sorry,
I mean, wish I was boarding
the plane. Won't be boarding the coach.
Well, if you want to come back to Belgium with me tonight,
yeah, do,
we can do that. We can manage the team from Brussels.
I might do.
Well, listen, as always, open and honest and frank. So we can expect changes come Tuesday. And we move forward, and it's a long, long season ahead.
It's a long season, but you've got to apologise for the fans. I don't know why I'm sorry or apologising, but the players should do. You know, sometimes you've got to be accountable for that, and it's happening at Manchester United in a minute. Players are letting people down, and today, players have let people down today.
What's 100% true is you can work all week with your players, everyone can be happy, you set them out to do a job. If they don't do it, you can't run the pitch and do it for them.
No.
So you can only do so much. If we were a poor football club playing poor football, then yes, you change the manager. We're not that, of that, in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, it's a long...
I take it personally, and, you know, I'll apologise to the fans today and everyone else. That's not good enough.
Well, on that bombshell, as always,
cheers
my friend. Much appreciated.
Cheers.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there speaking to Swampy. The Reds will be looking to bounce back this week with two away matches. Firstly, on Tuesday evening, FC travel to Derbyshire to take on newly promoted Belper Town. Kick-off on Tuesday night will be at 7:45 p.m. And then on Saturday afternoon, FC travel up to the Yorkshire coast to take on Whitby Town. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make these games in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air on Tuesday night live from 7:30 p.m. and on Saturday afternoon from 2:30 p.m. right here on FC Radio. Tune in through the club website or via fc-radio.co.uk. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.